Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous.
We're actually starting the stream now?
Nigga, yeah, start the stream though.
I thought you said start the audacity. I didn't.
Yeah,
know you
record.
Meant start the stream.
Well, if we recording, like we that's what I thought it came hand in hand. Yeah, so we recording. We are still the world's most dangerous podcast. I want
yes,
all
yes.
the smoke.
Yo.
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 Okay. I didn't click my unmute.
For everybody listening, you have no idea what's going on. Idol's just getting his Twitch stream linked up. So while we're doing that, we'll plug some shit. Idol.
I'm all good. I'm running.
Twitch.tv/Idol versus where I want all the smoke gets streamed on a regular basis. Don't forget, you can go to Patreon to be a patronito, a patronite, a patron. Go to patreon.com/allthesmokepodcast. We have exclusive mini-sodes. We'll be coming up with some merch. We're going to have some good shit going on in there. No matter what tier that you subscribe to, you get the exclusive shit. patreon.com/allthesmokepodcast. And you know the websites and the instas and the tweets, whatever. Go there. Be square and stay out of Delaware. Millhouse.
And you got...
Stay at a Riverdale. Well, that
actually reminded me of the, because wasn't that a Fresh Prince?
What?
Some Delaware, and you got your great green underwear. That was a Fresh Prince. Something happened to Fresh Prince where they did that.
I think Delaware. No, wasn't Delaware where they're like, they're making up a rap about something. They're like, hey, no, that was, no, I'm thinking of Wayne's World. We're way off on everything, bro. They're like, yeah. Hey, we're from Delaware.
No, I'm serious. I think that's Fresh Prince thing.
I got great green under. I don't know, bro. I'm off. I have no idea what anybody's talking about. How y'all motherfuckers doing?
Oh, yeah. And if you're a square from Delaware and you got your great green underwear, I don't know. It's Fresh Prince, man. Fresh Prince. Anyways, what up,
Fresh Prince
yo?
Really
what
had
up?
Some
what
hip into the Hobbin type music on it for some time.
Well, the shit was like 91. Like, that was literally what it was.
Who's with me? I'm going to say my name last. Who the fuck is with me? But the great green. Who's got great green underwear on right now, Paz? This nigga checking like you ain't been in your drawers all day.
Nigga,
did you just change your drawers, nigga?
Do you know what color your drawers are?
Yeah, black, nigga.
I bet like you did not.
Mine are either gray or black.
Yeah, I don't really buy like multicolored underwear, bro. I found a brand of underwear that
Willism.
Bro, I'm just saying. I found a brand of underwear that I really like, so I'm sticking with it. That's it, bro. Like, that's all. That's
why,
not a Willism.
It's the Willisms.
Other underwear swim up your pee hole or some shit like that?
I don't know, but we gotta. Nah. You know what? I'm starting a document
of Willisms.
Because this nigga's got like. What was the other one? It was like crazy shit. It was I can't drink water at nighttime. Or like it was something so. And it's like, why?
I think you're making this shit up.
He's like, nah.
I found a brand of underwear. It's at Walmart, of course. So I don't be spending all extra type of money on my drawers. But it's the. I don't know why I'm telling y'all niggas about my underwear, but it's one brand. The fabric's breathable. Nice. And like where your dick goes, there's more room. So it's not like squinching up on you when you're sitting and chilling. Now, I'm not saying I have a big old dick. I'm just saying if you have a dick, you need more room. You just can't have a flat boxers because you have a dick, right?
Yo, so this nigga literally gave us, he gave us like the tour of this. So on my boxers, you turn left and there's the spare bedroom for the extra dick. It's extra breathable.
The extra dick in the spare bedroom.
It's got the big old dick spot, you know.
But no, but yo, so you know, like your draws is like, it's your main shits that you got on you. And if you sit and stand and walk and everything like that, you need your dick and your ass to be comfortable, breathable, especially when it's been 38,000 degrees out. You know what I'm saying? So slap on the baby powder, put your dick in the extra pouch and go about your business. And I have to wear slacks to work. If I wear these tight ass fucking drawers, nigga, like everybody at my office.
You wear slacks to work right now?
I have to. Like, it's an office. Like, crazy. And it's all like middle aged ladies and shit. So
nigga,
I can't be walking
pants
around there. No, the slacks, nigga.
What the fuck are slacks? They're pants, nigga.
Slacks are like a different
Dockers and shit.
And like fucking
Dockers are pants, nigga. Ain't nobody wears slacks. Right,
they're all class of. So then the jeans are pants.
Come on,
I don't really got offended there. You see his face like jeans are pants, nigga. What you saying?
Well, because it's like
yo, I love, there's
tomfoolery.
There's khakis. Right? Mm-hmm. Niggas could say I wear khakis.
Khakis are a color. Khakis are a color, nigga.
Khakis are a color.
Nah.
Yo, listen, old dog.
Yo,
no, stop.
Yo, when you wear your Dickies khaki suit, you can wear a black Dickies khaki suit?
No, it's a black Dickies suit and a khakis Dickies suit, nigga.
Khaki color.
Khaki's like a material. Wait.
Khaki's not a color. I will go with you saying anything but that. Because khaki is 100% that brownie color. Nigga. No. That's why it's all the same color. Nigga, oh, my God.
I got to edit my own shit. I'm yelling into the fucking mic. Khaki is a fucking color, bro.
I'm with you.
This thing is
I agree that we could almost classify like a cotton Docker pant in khaki color as khakis. You can't say khaki is not a color at all. I can't let that go.
Like, we call Dickie suits khakis. Like, that's what we do. We fucking with you, playing with you on that, right? But as soon as you say khaki is not a color, we just need to subject.
Okay, but yo, but there's like, khaki's a color, but I'm just saying, like, it's not like a universal color. Like, there, you got like, many shades, though.
Nigga, what do you mean it's not a universal color?
No. But I'm saying like there's like
there's khaki brown and khaki green. It's right? Almost like pale, right?
That's
like,
what
it's almost like.
So that's what I'm saying. Like if you can have green and brown and they're the same color, but they're both khakis, it's like I get it. Khaki's like a hue of a color, but
the dictionary themselves, khaki, a textile fabric of a dull brownish yellow color.
But you can wear green khakis, right?
In particular, cotton fabric used in military clothes. Yellow color.
You can get yellow khakis. I've even seen red khakis.
You could get green khakis. Yeah. But it's that dull brownish.
But so how can... So if khakis is only a color, how could you have red khakis?
Blue khakis. No, we didn't say khakis.
Wait a minute. I've never heard of red khakis.
We just called khaki suit. If you had a khaki suit, because that's the color we had, and that was the whole suit. But Dickies made it, and we started getting different color suits, and we used just to call them khakis. Khaki was the slang for that style of suit, is what we wore, bro.
Khaki is made of cotton. That's why.
I can Google blue khakis right now, and it pops up. You can Google any color of khakis.
That's not what they're. That's the slang. You could probably Google bling bling now. Like, that's the slang. You know what I'm saying? So they were not actually, they're not called khakis. But the slang picked up and that's what they started being called. And now when you say, I want to get a green khaki suit, motherfuckers that are selling a green suit at a khaki material or whatnot, or the khaki colors or the khaki style, that's what it is. That's just how the slang evolved.
Let me ask you this question. If khaki's a color, can you have...
What? What are you talking about? We just agreed and came to the conclusion. Why are you asking questions to support an argument?
Y'all did.
Okay.
Can you have?
I believe he just said he's right because that's where the slang evolved to, where the suits. That's we can call a red khaki suit a khaki suit because the slang evolved to that, right?
Yeah, but then you can evolve. You gotta let me finish. And then you can scream. Wait.
Okay.
Could you have a khaki-colored ice cream?
Fuck, or does it just... Your, no,
does that's it why just, I didn't you know let you
finish,
like,
nigga.
Can you no, have a nigga,
that's why I didn't
something?
Let you finish.
Yeah, you can.
Why are you asking if we can have khaki-colored ice cream, nigga?
No, I'm just saying, does it reference strictly a color, or is it beyond a color? Like, I just never really thought of khaki as only being a color. I always thought khaki was, like, a type of pant.
I mean, it's...
Show me ice cream that color, and I'll call that khaki ice cream.
Sure enough. But if you say...
If you say
what color is khaki, you can describe the color of khaki, but I would never describe... Nah, I don't know. Fine, y'all are right. I don't give a fuck no more.
No, honestly... Is it peach or fruit or color? Because honestly, over time... It definitely has become a slang term for the actual pants.
In
the beginning, it was actually just a color, but of cotton twill pants, right? Like, I think it was like army colors. Like, that's kind of where the color even, I don't know.
And to go back to how we were using it when we were trying to just get off on the joke, my slacks are khaki colored, but they're not the khaki style. I'm not walking in there looking like fucking Debo. Like my slacks are slack style.
What makes something slacks?
I think it's the cut. I think the cuts
maybe just more of a straighter leg, right?
Straight leg cut. They're more fitted and they're not tapered. I think it's the cut makes them slacks. And khakis are cut a different way. Like, and I think khakis is only slang for like the dickies. Like dicky suits are khakis. You know what I'm saying? Get my khaki suit. Get my dicky suit. So like the work pants. These aren't work pants. Like industrial work pants. They're like office work pants. Whereas khakis is slang for the work pants. Like middle class work. Like not middle class because I work middle class. You know what I mean? Like labor work.
Like what? Blue collar?
No, like painters or stuff where the material's made rough. So the material doesn't wear out as quickly. You know what I'm saying? And it's it's like the work style.
When I Google this, it says generally refers to pants that are neither jeans nor chinos. See, so chinos is what I would.
Oh yeah, chinos and stuff like that too.
You just googled something
that said khakis aren't chino. Are you talking about slacks?
No, it's slacks.
You Google slacks.
Slacks generally
We putting too much effort into what I put on my ass before I go to work, nigga. I just wear slacks to work. It's not even. I don't know why
we put too much effort. Nigga, you gave us the whole fucking runaround and the tour of your boxers. No,
nigga, I was trying to. Nigga, you asked.
We did not ask. We didn't ask how many square feet. You said,
tell me you're going to tell me something. How many rooms? I just said there's extra pouch in my shit.
This nigga said he has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths in his fucking boxers.
And there's a point to that because if I just wore, not boxers, nigga, boxer briefs. I don't wear boxers. I'm a grown ass fucking man, number one.
Okay.
Number
two, condo, if house, I just whatever. Wore
fucking briefs and shit, whatever, nigga, I don't want my dick print in a bunch around a bunch of middle aged women. It's inappropriate.
I'm
good.
Yeah.
I'm dead ass serious. Is that not inappropriate? Like, I'm serious. Like, I can't walk into the office showing my religion. That's inappropriate.
Please don't walk into Sobeys doing it either. Like,
well, we know that's why I wear the drawers I wear. That's why I wear the drawers.
That's what I'm saying. I know the dick print ain't. The whole fact, you know what? There's almost like a dry fucking gas to the whole fact that you're just like, well, nigga, I can't have my big ass dick out around women. Like, no, normal people wear pants. They wear normal boxers. Nobody gets the dick print. It's like a looming problem.
It's a dry
like, it is totally, totally, guy. Like, if you're just going to believe it. Like, I'm you didn't just say your dick's big, but you're like, yo, I you guys know how it is. Like, when you walk in, shit's to your knee, right? Like, bitches, you can't walk around like
nobody
that. Y'all niggas walk around.
Wait, he has tension to like so many different levels. Sometimes I leave this podcast questioning my own sanity, bro. I don't know what level we on and shit. All I'm saying is I want to be respectful and dress appropriately.
I know. It was a dry gas. It was a dry gas.
That's new, bro. Yeah. I'm crying again. Between Thaddeus getting mad and getting mad about how many rooms are in my drawers and where I keep my khaki slacks and chinos.
This nigga is just like, you guys are way too into it. I'm like, yeah, this nigga is the one who brought it up. Like,
I just
showed us the tour and told us get out of his house.
Nigga, this ain't AMTV Cribs, nigga. Just shit. You're lucky I didn't show y'all niggas the garage. So I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to mean, but anyways, what do we do? That conversation's dead. So I guess we all had a good week.
Yeah, man, my week was great.
Awesome.
I had a good week, man. Yeah. How about y'all?
Ditto.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right.
Good to hear, friends.
You know who else had a good week? Oh, well, you know what? Before we go anywhere, I want to say RIP to Biz Markie.
Nobody beats the bitch.
Yeah, Biz Markie passed away. Long fight.
How old was he?
Diabetes, I believe. 57.
50 something?
57, yeah, I believe, 57. If I'm not mistaken.
Damn.
What else? I don't know. Sometimes I miss. I think we should keep it for the mini episode. Sometimes I miss some of the shit we did on the smoke. I don't know. I'm conflicted. But I don't know, because I love what you guys are doing with this. So this is not even a conversation to have during the podcast, to be honest with you. Sorry.
It is not, but I do feel you, because sometimes it's nice to kind of riff off of topics of the day, right?
Yeah.
Like, you still want to do that.
We can still run that for
but them. Either way, rest in peace, Biz, yeah, man. I actually was, even though I know he was battling with health, it still was like a very surprising, like, that shit hit me. Not like MF Doom. For some reason, MF Doom, like, believe it or not, was probably my hardest hit celebrity death. I know that sounds weird, but I just remember doing so many things banging that, the Operation Doomsday, man. Like, just me in my car by myself, hours and hours, right? Like, yeah. That album, Slum Village, the first album, the fuck, fantastic. I just banged that for...
That's what you were saying. I remember you saying you were a huge MF Doom fan.
Yeah, man. I used to bang all this shit. So that one, I was like, damn, it just took me back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That nostalgia is what really hurt me. Because I don't usually... It doesn't usually hurt me when stars, like, pass away. Like, I'm sad. I don't want anybody to pass away or be lost or gone. But I'm not, like, at home, like, thinking about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Much more than... But that MF Doom one, it just took me to a certain time, man, where things were good. I don't know, because when, you know, when you're younger, it's always like things were good, right? Like, now shit sucks. Tomorrow, today will be good.
Things,
you know what I mean?
Things were a lot
today
cheaper.
Today sucks.
So
yeah, man.
I was checking it out. Chuck D posted something. So since December, we lost Double K, MF Doom, Ecstasy from Houdini, Prince Marquee, DMX, Black Rob, Shock G, Gift the Gab, and Biz Markie.
Oh yeah, Black G.
All since December.
Black Rob.
So
that's crazy.
We lost a lot of fucking legends.
Mr. Good Stuff says he's also had a week, so it sounds like it's been a week.
Yeah, Good Stuff had a week too. Shout out to Mr. Good Stuff for dropping off those patties for me. These things are fucking amazing. So good. Get your order in.
I want to try some, but I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I can.
If that's your cheat day, like, you know what I'm saying? If you get your
patties
for your
cheat
day. Exactly,
just have a patty and shit.
Have to, bro.
Have a burger.
Have to. These things are fucking amazing. And I think since they're, I was going to say they're homemade, but I think all the patties we get, regardless of where we go, are pretty much quote-unquote homemade, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, pretty much right now. I don't think we have any.
Not getting mass-produced.
No.
Speaking of mass-produced... No. What are we talking about today, though?
The Segway game is on point, bro.
Point. Chip. I try.
Speaking of mass produced, you want to talk about a guy that got away with rape?
Let's do it.
Who got away with rape? Let's get into it.
Okay,
Dave from
accounting. So, I don't know how y'all feel about Cosby being freed. Well, I mean, we did briefly talk about it. But, yeah, I was kind of going through some articles and just thinking about, like, how a lot of our black celebrities beat their trials by being guilty. And only by being rich were they allowed to successfully be guilty and free.
So they beat it by being guilty? Explain.
Okay, so for like, I mean, I think we all know that OJ did it.
Right.
Bill Cosby literally admitted to doing what he did, but under the right context, so he can't be charged with it.
Right.
Michael Jackson, we were, who knows? And R. Kelly, definitely guilty.
Right, but so, mm-hmm. But Bill Cosby beat it by admitting to portions of it. Like, if you go through it, admitting to portions of it. I think the details of what he admitted to and everything like that's in what you're writing up. And then it was like that loophole that he used. And then, but
yeah,
so Michael Jackson and OJ had millions upon millions of dollars into like the best defense. And I think Michael, they say that Michael paid a lot of money to people and stuff like that. But I think Michael was. That's a little different case, but and Kelly, did he the first time he got off? But I don't think it was on a loophole. So you mean like beat it? So cause I mean, Cosby was the only one who beat it by being guilty. But with the other ones, you mean like they were guilty? They were guilty and just beat it, but yeah, they were guilty. Yeah. You mean?
I was kind of being facetious or whatever, and being funny about it. But
I see what you're saying. My bad.
It's just funny to see that some of these guys that we could probably say are obviously guilty are free, and black people tend to be happy about it.
Well, but anyways, we didn't get many wins.
True. But it was. So with the Cosby case, it kind of, I wish I have read over the details, and I wish I understood them a little bit better. So from what I understand, it was like somebody charged him of shit and he settled it back in 2006, but he had to admit a bunch of shit.
Yeah,
and but the prosecutor said that, and he had to pay like $3 million or something like that to some chick.
So,
and then the prosecutor said that they wouldn't charge him with the rest if he just said that. So then in 2016, they kind of forced him to bring that stuff back up.
Well, they,
and it was on his word that they weren't going to charge him on that shit.
Well, they, well, not they even didn't on force his him word, to bring it up. But yo, let me I can read through this whole thing and then we can get into the conversation. But yeah, it is funny that like basically they use the civil, in a lot of these cases, they win the legal battle or the criminal battle, but they lose the civil one.
Which is where the money exchange
happens. So anyways, let me just quickly go through this.
Because a lot of people don't know, that's what actually broke OJ.
Yeah.
Only did the legal defense break the shit out of him, but then afterwards, all the families sued his ass, wrongful death.
And he lost all of them.
And he had to pay a bunch of, he had to pay a bunch of loot.
Yeah, because he was found guilty in civil court. Or I don't know if you can call it guilty, but he lost in civil court.
At least for being... his house being the site of the murders, right? Like,
yeah, so
he didn't lose in civil court for being
a murderer, but he just being
guilty of murder, but it was wrongful death,
yes,
because it was at his crib or whatever the case.
So the disgraced actor and comedian Bill Cosby walked free this week after 3 years in prison at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court throughout his 2018 convictions on charges of drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constant in 2004 when she was a Temple University employee. The abrupt reversal of the first high-profile sexual assault conviction after the Me Too movement has attracted particular interest, raising questions such as whether Bill Cosby could still face prosecution over any of the accusations of sexual assault and misconduct that more than 50 women have leveled against him. So, because prosecutors violated Mr. Cosby's rights by reneging on an apparent promise to not charge him, the court majority ruled in 2005 Bruce L. Castor Jr., who was the district attorney in... In 2005, Bruce L. Castor Jr., who was the district attorney in Montgomery County, PA, outside Philadelphia, issued a new release saying that he had declined to charge Mr. Cosby over the matter because Mr. Cosby then sat for depositions in a separate lawsuit filed against him by Ms. Constant, which he paid her $3.8 million to settle in 2006.
Yeah.
So basically, this district attorney said, I am not willing to press charges on Cosby because we coerced him into basically...
not even that. They're saying that you got sued for this specific matter. In order for this specific matter to continue in civil court, it cannot be used against you in a criminal court, because then if someone loses that lawsuit, they'd be like, okay, you lost the lawsuit. There's your $3.8 million. Now we're going to take it to criminal court. And they're going to say, well, the money exchanged hands. So there's going to be some sort of bias here. So they do that. They do that a lot of the times where it's like, okay, if you don't think you're going to win in criminal court, sue them. But in that lawsuit, it will say, okay, we'll proceed here. And part of that settlement is, if we're going through here and I'm admitting to this, this, and this happened, not admitting to guilt of that rape or anything like that, but admitting to these different circumstances happening in the situation, you can't come to me and start prosecuting me now, because this is it's an underhanded way to get evidence. So let's say I get sued for wrongful death. Right, because they say, well, we're gonna take you to you're gonna go for manslaughter, And they're like, well, we can't charge him with manslaughter. There's not enough evidence. You can't be like, okay, then cool, but we can sue anybody for anything. We're going to sue him for wrongful death and then take the evidence from the wrongful from the wrongful death suit and then take what he said in the wrongful death suit and use it in the criminal case, right? That's a very...
Especially after they promised they wouldn't.
Yeah, well, so that's why the difference they do that. Too,
right? It's not like it was there was a promise that they wouldn't charge him or use that testimony in any way.
Well, basically, just so they can get that evidence
for the lawsuit.
In this scenario, they actually didn't. From what I've read, it seems like they didn't even have that evidence in the first place. But what they were worried about was during the civil case, Bill Cosby would have pleaded the fifth. So they're like, well, we're not going to get anything civil-wise if he pleads the fifth.
Because he just wanted,
Because he's like, I don't want to incriminate myself. I just want to plead the fifth. So they basically told him, listen, don't plead the fifth. There will be no criminal charges brought against you. All we don't want you to do is speak.
Yeah.
So we can go forward with the civil case and there will be no criminal charges.
At least give, because Buddy just wanted to get justice for the chick.
Yeah, and just wanted to get the money or whatever. Right. But had he not promised that, Bill Cosby would have just played the fifth and she probably wouldn't have got shit. Nothing. And they didn't have enough evidence for obviously to go to criminal court. So
no. And they used what he said in the civil in the criminal case too, no?
Yeah. So basically there's a different district attorney.
A whole lot of shit that they shouldn't have done. So the different district attorney used the transcripts from the civil case, did they not?
Yeah. So I'll keep reading and then we can go over that. But a subsequent district attorney reversed Mr. Castor's decision and charged the entertainer with assaulting Ms. Constant after all. In the trial, prosecutors used what Mr. Cosby had said in the deposition, his admission that in decades past, he had given quaaludes to women in an effort to have sex with them as evidence against him. We told
that... Let me stop you there. That's a question I have. Is that rape?
No. I can't say... From a legal standpoint.
Okay, wait. Against their will?
No.
Yeah, they didn't know about it?
And he clearly...
Yeah, like if I just bust out the rails sentence, and bitches start sniffing and then panties come off, I don't know how...
No, he
yeah, that's your question. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, so quickly. He does say that he gave women quaaludes in an effort to have sex with them, but never without their knowledge.
There's people out there saying that's a scumbag move because he was using drugs to have sex. But if it was out their knowledge, I mean, it's the 80s. Wasn't that what everybody was doing? Getting people high and getting each other high and getting fucked up?
Another thing this article doesn't really quite articulate is whether or not it was against their knowledge that he wanted to have sex with them or if it was against their knowledge that he had the quaaludes or that they were using quaaludes. Mm. It doesn't really quite...
I don't think he was slipping.
I know, but the article doesn't specifically say.
But I mean, like, against their knowledge that they want, like, you have to, like, you don't really know that someone wants to have sex with you until you start getting into the sexy mood. So I mean, no, I've had sex with my wife without knowing that I wanted to.
Especially with celebrities, a lot of times it's like, hey, do you want to come party with Chris Brown? And the girl's like, yes, and they're like, are you down? Because if you're not down, don't bother coming. He only wants bitches that are down.
Yeah.
Sign this non-disclosure and you guys can come. So, like, a lot of times with celebrities, it is, like, explicitly conveyed that this is what you're covering for.
And even if you're not, like, okay, I'm going to share this meme. And I know this might not be the most appropriate thing to share, whatever the case, but
it's on your stream.
I do have a question. Huh? I do have a question that goes along with this meme. So, if I gave her this bottle,
right?
Am I raping? Like, she's drinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times do guys bust out things in hopes that it's gonna grease the wheels? I don't know if that's rape,
but I can tell you when it is rape. When she's too drunk to say no or yes. When she's falling over, falling off, belligerently, can't see straight, da-da-da-da, drunk, that's rape. Yeah, but if y'all got a healthy buzz, but the same goes the other way. If you a dude and you too fucked up and then she has sex with you, you still got it up, but you can't say, I don't want to do this, that's also rape that way, right? You can't play the bias game. But if she's too fucked up and she's passing out and waking up and passing out. No, that's rape. But if y'all getting drunk together, y'all making out and doing the do and this, that, and the third, at the end of the day, as long as
so then do you think you need explicit sober consent?
No, you don't need explicit sober consent, but you do need explicit consciousness, of course.
Like, you do need consciousness.
But I was going to say cognizance. Cognizance.
No, I agree with consciousness as well.
Yeah, I know. Well, consciousness is a given. Like,
yeah, you can't be unconscious. Like, that's not consent.
It's not consent or fun. Like, who wants?
You know what?
That's not fun. Like, but they cognizance
in order.
Just like cognizance, so someone can still say no when they feel like it's no. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, at the end of the day, I hate to say it. Sometimes someone will get just to that point and change their mind. And you have to be sober enough to be well aware that they changed their mind. Stop, nigga. And she has to be sober enough
right
to say, I changed my mind. I wanted to stop. That's all I think. And vice versa.
And back to the conscious part. My wife has full consent to do whatever she wants to me if I'm unconscious.
Yeah, like, please wake me up with a blowjob. Yeah, like, please. Like, I ain't asking.
If I got to get up early for work tomorrow, bro, it could wait. Like, dead ass. Because I don't want to be, like, all fucking tired the next day.
Okay, dad.
We didn't swerving into take the it to lane the fucking and shit.
He's just like, well, what about people who have to work tomorrow? Like, the nigga can't wake up for 10, take a little top off, and pass back
out? I plan out my nights of sleep. Like, I know how much I know what time I went to bed, how much
But sometimes I can sleep, like, deeply, and I can sleep real deeply. You know what I mean? And I always want the real deeply. And you only get that when you bust off and you pass go back out. To sleep. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm
that's
just playing,
true.
But...
That's
true.
Poor everyone else is trying to wake up to blowjobs, and Star's going to wake up to fucking indictments from Will. It's like, don't take advantage of me when I got to wake up early in the morning.
Mr. Good Stuff says Will got old real fast.
Yeah. Right? Thank you. I appreciate you.
He's just like, what if I have to be up in the morning?
It's a fucking valid. It's not a Willism either. That's a valid fucking point. Like,
it's a Willism because you complain all the time about how you ain't getting, like, not getting, but you know, because kids around or whatever. Yeah. Now you're gonna turn
don't put
down
it out,
that because
yo,
you gotta work.
Don't put it out there.
No,
that
that's
I complain
why I
about
corrected
getting,
it.
She
I
will come after
it.
Everybody, bro.
It.
She will get.
I corrected it.
I want to live. I don't want to start complaining how I ain't getting oxygen.
It. No. I just meant because of
kids and stuff.
Interference is what I was trying to. I know I had to stop the sentence before because I knew I wasn't going to get to finish it. So,
okay, so this is what the.
No, finish. No, I'm just saying like that comes down to if I'm just going to play a little bit of a devil's advocate because I'm going to be completely honest. My mom from a very young age was always like, no means no. She fucking taught me that shit super hard. Like, it was like anytime any kind of fucking sexual assault came on TV, one thing I could guarantee is my mom was going to look over at me and say, honey, you know no means no, right? And I was like, yes, mom, I know no means no. So I would never even fuck around with that shit. I don't know. It's just been ingrained in me. But what is the threshold? Like, some girls will be like ex-drunk and then be like, I didn't know what was going on. And some girls are supposedly blacked out, but they're still completely conscious. Like, I don't know. It's just tough.
You know, I agree with you. And my whole, I think they need to reevaluate what being drunk under the law means, right? So, you know, they always say that drinking and driving is criminal by nature because getting behind the wheel of a car while drunk is a crime. But if you are drunk before you make your decision, you're not like you can't make those type of decisions. If you're blackout drunk, you could say, well, I wasn't in any position to decide whether or not I wanted to have sex. Therefore, after the fact, I can claim rape because I didn't have any.
And that's what some girls do. Like,
right. But why can't you use that same excuse with drinking and driving, though? You know what I mean? Like, and not to say that they're the same
because
thing,
because there's
but
only one human involved.
Not if you crash into another car.
There's only one human involved in the drinking and the driving while drunk if you crash into another car. It's not like you get drunk and fuck an innocent bystander. That's rape.
No, but if you get drunk and you kill an innocent bystander or you crash into an innocent bystander or you have an accident with somebody else, there's another party involved, no?
Right. You decided to get behind the wheel when you were drunk, right? That's just you. when you if you're having sex with another person, that's two people. My point is, there's two people. Someone needs to read the room. You dig what I'm saying?
So what if you're both black? What if you're both blackout drunk?
It might.
And then after she's like, "I didn't want it."
Then you're both responsible for that, and the dude's probably gonna take the brunt of it. And at the end of the day, cool. You were too blackout drunk to fucking understand what you were doing, or to understand if someone to read the room.
So here's my question.
Learn your lesson.
When you're drunk and you make a decision to drive, why are you by law?
Bro, that's a loose analogy. We got to find something that works better when there's two people involved, and at least one going to make a decision, or one person who's claiming rape is the one that's making a decision after the fact. There's two people involved that make a decision. We can't have an analogy that involves one person and an inanimate object that one person controls.
No. I'm saying, when you have an accident with another person, how's that an inanimate?
That's still a loose comparison. Two people did not engage in an act that caused an accident. One person did. Two people didn't drive it. Two people have sex. That's two people engaging in one act.
Yeah,
right. The analogy and the comparison doesn't make sense. We're spending too much time on it. Okay, so I don't understand the point you're trying to make. We're spending too much time on the drunk driving analogy because it doesn't make sense.
I would argue this about the drunk driving analogy is that they just place the blame solely on you if you got so drunk that you made bad decisions that could affect other people.
Right, because you're the only person in that situation.
Even if you weren't, I guess.
To drive?
Or even to have sex, right?
Right, like, but no,
if
to
I'm
have
so
sex,
drunk
but
if that I so... can't tell... If I'm so drunk that I can't hear her saying no, mm-hmm. Well, then that's on me for being unreasonably drunk.
Right, but she was still in that position to say no. If she was, yes, exactly. So that's the second part of that. Now, if you're both belligerently drunk, and then after the fact, so you're too drunk to hear her say no. She's still saying no.
What if she was too drunk to say it?
Right. Then that's when it goes into court, and that's when these ones get thrown away, or both people are either responsible or less responsible. You see those ones where it's like, okay, well, you're both are too drunk, and she's coming in after the fact and saying so. And then you're looking at the evidence of it between both of these people. Well, she was this drunk, you were that drunk, what happened? And there's still going to be some sort of onus on it, because at the end of the day, when it's a man and a woman and it's rape, the force in is still from the man. So they're still, like, historically are going to take the brunt of that if there is any type of criminality involved in it, right? That's just how it works in the courts. It's such a gray area. We just leave it at where it is because that's the only proper side of that gray area that kind of makes sense. But then you get into the point. It's an unfortunate thing because you get into situations where girls have remorse about it. 100% wanted to have sex, but then have remorse about it afterwards, and then pull that. And that's where there's a whole bunch of different things where it's like, you know what you got to do when you fucking a random or you fucking someone you meet at the party? Continually ask if they're good.
Yeah.
Continue throughout the whole thing. My main
question though is like I don't understand why under the eyes of the law, being drunk in one scenario exonerates you from having responsibility, but on the other hand, you have complete responsibility. You know what I mean? Like
exonerates who from responsibility?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. What responsibility are you saying is being exonerated?
So if I'm too drunk to say yes or no, the person that wants that, like say if I'm a woman, the person that wants to have sex with me, they are irresponsible to making the sound decision because I'm completely drunk. I can't make that decision for myself, right?
Right. Okay, but so
if I'm drunk and I decide to do something else that's stupid, I still have to be responsible for my actions. I can't say, well, I was drunk, so
if
therefore-
you're too drunk to say yes or no and you get fucked, you have no action. The person that fucked you was doing the action. What are you talking about? So okay, so who's too drunk? Who is the too drunk and who's the driver and who's the
person? What are you getting so fucking tripping out about?
Because you're staying on the same subject and it makes no sense. You're saying if you're too drunk to say yes or no, then you're not responsible if someone tries to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Or that's in the eyes of the law.
I think.
So who's the two drunk person in the driving, and who's the one that isn't drunk?
Just wait.
Oh my fucking God. You don't even listen. You just trip the fuck out. I don't even finish a fucking sentence before you're just like, why are you talking about that? Do you even know what the fuck I'm talking about?
Well, if I repeated it back to you, then yes. And if I say I don't understand, then no.
Okay. Then
let me get what I think he's trying to say. And I could be completely wrong, but he's saying that if a girl is too drunk and then she changes her mind, it's almost like the responsibility is thrown on the guy and she gets to shirk any responsibility for the fact that she was too drunk. But you can't do that in other situations. I think that's generally what he's trying to kind of get at.
Right. But you're saying if she's too drunk to say yes or no, so that would mean that she's too drunk to change her mind, no? She's too drunk to have any decision in that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what if she was? Okay. So when I say too drunk to say yes or no, I mean, we could take that as her being like passed out and falling down, or we could just take that as her being like kind of drunk. Right. Like,
well, she's kind of drunk. Can she say yes or no?
It has to be like sloppily belligerent. Pardon me?
Like, well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. If I feel like someone's too drunk to say yes or no, they're too drunk to coherently say yes or no. They're not in the mind state to make that decision. You're too drunk. Like, literally, you're too drunk to say yes or no. If you're kind of drunk, you can still say yes and still say no, right? Like, you're saying, like, okay, too drunk. That's, like, the whole,
yes,
what I'm getting from
that.
I
know,
you know?
And that's where this whole thing kind of does fall, because if you're too drunk, well, then you can't talk at all.
Well, even if you can talk.
Is that what we're saying?
Well, not you're too drunk. If you're too drunk.
You can't talk. If you're too drunk to say yes, then you can't communicate.
Right. You might be, yeah, I want to do this now, I want to do that, and you're going all over. Like, you're too drunk to make that decision. And I think you can read the room where
someone's... So then do we need to do, is there breathalyzer tests? Like, how do I know that you're in a fucking sound mind?
Well, it's not even like, because that's where it's different. Like, if you feel someone's too drunk to say yes or no, they're probably sloppily falling down, incoherent. Like, that's too drunk to say yes or no. Not like party drunk, party buzz, and everything like that. I mean, because when you throw in the too drunk in there,
I agree. When you say too drunk to say yes or no,
you can't
think of someone
up,
who
you're falling over yourself,
talk.
And even if you can talk, you got like it's not making sense, and you're falling over yourself, literally. Like, you know, you can't stand straight. You're slipping. You're throwing up on yourself. Like, that's where I don't understand. So if that's the case, then would the person driving the car be the girl that's too drunk to say yes or no in this comparison? That was the question.
Was it to me?
No, it was the daddy.
Okay.
I mean, that scenario means nothing now, so fuck it.
If you gonna be in your fucking feelings, nigga.
Nigga, I've been trying to explain myself, and all of a sudden, now you give a fuck? Like,
it's okay, guy. It's the
what
smoke.
What do you mean all of a
smoke.
Sudden now I give a fuck? My nigga, stop drinking wine,
it's
man.
It's the smoke.
Nah, man.
It's the smoke.
Nigga,
yo,
what are you drinking wine for? Have a beer. Like, shit, niggas yell at each other. It's what the fuck we do. Come out your fucking feelings and continue the conversation. Jesus Christ. No. Because you feel stupid now. Now you feel dumb because you're in your feelings. Get the fuck out of your feelings. That's what I just want to know.
Listen, I don't feel stupid at all. All I was saying is like, and I don't even understand how you can't comprehend this, is when I said, if you're too drunk to be liable for a decision you make in this scenario, why does the court say that doesn't matter in another situation? Yes, I get it. If you're fucking somebody, you're fucking another person. If you're driving, you are driving by yourself until you hit somebody else. So the fact of whether or not there is two people or one person involved, that doesn't fucking matter. That's not the point I was trying to fucking make.
Okay, so
I was just trying to say,
who's the two drunk person in the fucking scenario? The woman, you mean?
Whoever is drunk. I don't care if you're man or woman. If you're
man
too drunk
or woman, I'm talking one. If you're too drunk to make the yes or no decision, so let's just say the woman's too drunk to say that she consents to the sex.
Yes.
You're saying that she's too okay, so she's not liable for
her own decision. Like, not for her own decision, because
okay,
she's not actually making a decision. She's not liable.
But you're
for
saying
what
she's
happens
not
to her.
Okay. She's not liable for what happens to her. Okay,
yes.
That's number one. Okay, and you're saying okay, so what? Okay, so let's say she's too drunk. Let's say she's too drunk to say yes or no. She has sex.
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying the act of being too drunk and crashing into an innocent victim in this scenario is compared to being too drunk to have sex, but then coming back, let's say the next day, and saying that you got raped.
I'm not saying they're the same scenario at all. I'm just saying
I know you're not saying the same scenario. I'm just saying it's the comparison in the, because if we're gonna take the analogy, I want to know what the comparison is.
That's what, so I can come back with a rebuttal
of what makes sense to me. I don't make sense of it.
It's not really an analogy. I'm saying under the law, I'm trying to figure out at what point.
Okay, well then, well just give us two examples then. And I'm not trying to be hard. I just want to understand like what's happening. So what are the two? You just keep saying this act and this act.
And I want to know how someone that was too drunk to be too drunk is, someone was so drunk that they became a victim is compared to someone that was so drunk they victimized someone. I'm just trying to figure out where that lies.
But the thing, and the only other thing is that I don't see in the, and I'm not trying to cut you off, Thaddy, but I don't see in the example of the car driving anybody being exonerated. What the fuck is that? Someone's phone buzzing? I thought you were pressing a buzzer.
That actually is my point, is that in the car crash, with drunk driving, no one gets exonerated, right? But
yes,
in the rape, and I don't want to call it exonerated, but like when you get raped because you're too drunk, you become like a, like, even if someone thinks that you made a decision and said, well, they didn't tell me no, they seem fine with it, but the court would be like, they were too drunk to make that decision for themselves, therefore they're not liable for whatever decision they made during that situation.
But I think Will was saying that in those cases they usually do get thrown out because of that gray area, because
they either get thrown out and the punishment's a lot less.
If you didn't communicate to me in any way that you weren't down, then a lot of the times those cases do get thrown out, I think, or they gotta go through some kind of, even though the stigma remains, yeah. And that's one of the bigger problems that know that this conversation boils down to, even when you're innocent, the stigma remains, because a lot of times these people are found innocent, but it don't fucking matter.
Hold on, if that was the case, then Bill Cosby wouldn't be in this situation, because we're talking Quaaludes versus alcohol, but we're talking about the same state of mind where someone is inebriated to the point where they can't make a decision. That's why Bill Cosby.
Yeah, did he gave them the Quaaludes with their knowledge, right?
I don't think we know that. I think
that's part of the, like, one of the cruxes of the case, like, in my mind would be if they didn't know they were being drugged, then you can't blame them for that state. Right? Like, if I'm too drunk to say no, but you slipped me Mickey's, you can't then blame me for being too drunk. You're the one who put me in that state.
And in the times where someone's too drunk, when someone's way too drunk, and then someone has sex with them and they say that they're raped, it's not that they were just buzzed and they regret it. These were people that were like fall over, pass out drunk for the most part. These people are gone. And like, if you read the room, they're gone. And the thing I see is like, it's not that they're not liable for their, it's not that they're not liable for their decision. It's that they weren't in the right mind state or awake enough to give consent for something to happen to them, which differs from if they get behind the car in that state. If they made that decision, and if they don't have the clear mind to make that decision, they just impacted a whole community behind the car wheel. You dig what I'm saying? It's one of those things where it's like you may not be responsible for your decisions, which is just like the reason why you shouldn't have been behind that wheel. But we can't tell anybody that's the reason why you shouldn't have had sex. Because it's really like two different, I don't want to say two different lanes, but it's like really like it's so loose, because it's like that's you, and that's it. Yet you still have to be able to allow someone to pause, enter you. You know what I'm saying?
But, the reason why sometimes I see like this being a tough subject as well is because I've actually had like one situation, full disclosure, where this girl called me and she's like, yo, what you up to? And I was like, not much. And she's like, yo, man, I had a couple drinks and shit. I was like, whoa. I was like, all right, you know. She's like, yeah, man, do you think I could come over? And I was like, fuck, it was actually quite late. And I'm like, man, it's late. Like, and she's like, trust me, you want me to come over. And I was like, okay, well, shit, man, if you're going to say, you like, if I'm, you know. And then she came over, things happened, whatever. And then the next day, she was like, whoa, man, I can't even believe I drove here like this.
Yeah.
Last night. And I was like, but you were coherent. You asked me shit. You drove here. You made, what if all of a sudden she was like, yo, I didn't want that. Mm-hmm. She was fucking coherent. But like, she drove here.
But at that point,
that's the
crazy thing is, like, drunk driving is so cut and dry when it comes to things like that. That,
yeah, they, because you, they shouldn't have got behind them.
They would have even thrown that out or just given you a peace bond. Because you would have walked into court with a lawyer and been like, this is exactly what happened. And the Crown would have said, yeah, we can't, there's no way we're going to get a conviction off of this. She came over from her will. She invited herself over on her will, said, no, trust me, you want me to come over. Y'all got down, did the bounce, jump, boogie to oogie. And we're ready to go, right? I think that too drunk. Yeah. And the thing is, I know we're steering off the Bill Cosby thing, but I really
just for full disclosure,
like,
too, because there is a couple viewers, it wasn't like there was regret the next day.
It was just,
it just made me see, like, you didn't even know what you were doing. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, we were, like, kind of seeing each other. It wasn't just out the blue, like, just some random of randoms. Like, me and my wife have had
crazy 2 bottles of Appleton sloppy sex and woke up the next morning, there's a fucking dildo suction cup to the top of the wall and shit, and you just like,
you know what, you've said what that twice f- that really happened.
It really happened.
This nigga really did.
Bro,
wake up,
I woke
dildo
up
stuck
I woke
to the
up
wall.
I looked around, I was like, there's sex toys strewn across the fucking room, the mattress is halfway off the fucking, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, did I get raped? Like, what is going on? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but because
it's a beautiful moment when you're like, it's a beautiful moment when that, like, shit goes down super hard, and then you wake up and look around and you're like, what the fuck? It's like toys on the tables, toys still in her hand and shit.
When did we buy orange
towels? towels still between her legs and shit, just past the fuck. Like, you know, you're done past that.
But when you read the room, you know what's going down. So if it's someone you don't know or don't know that well, you can, like, as a man, regardless, if you fall down sloppy, extra drunk, just don't have sex at all. Just fucking go jack off.
Nowadays, I think the paradigm is to have continual check-ins. Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Right? Like, yo, you cool with this? You cool? You cool? Still, good? Everything's still cool? Especially if it's like a one night. Like, I really wasn't about one nights.
Yeah.
So most of my encounters I know because it's been track record built, right? Yeah. Like, it's not like some of the one nights is where it would get scary, right? Because now you just don't know if it's like influenced or pressure, or, you know, some girls end up their girl dragged them to this dude's house and now there's 2 dudes and just up. Her.
Yeah.
And he's looking like fucking hungry as fuck and thirsty. And, you know, there's certain situations, but
I'll tell you right now, this is a full disclosure, but I'm not going to say names. But back when the clubs were jumping and there was like that snooty fox style motel,
like just before COVID.
Nah, this is like in the 2000s, bro. Calm down. Calm all the way down.
It's still the 2000s.
It is, nigga. But still,
I am calm. I am calm.
But like, but when the just up McLeod Trail, there's like, it was like, it's by the Holiday Inn, but it was like motel style with separate rooms with outside
travel
doors.
Lodge type fucking.
But niggas is talking about there's an after party there. So we're like, cool. So we head up to that joint after the fucking club, and it's a fucking hotel room full of niggas. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird. It's like, no, the bitches are coming after, the bitches coming later. Da da. I'm like, okay, cool. So we're there for a little minute, go to take a piss, and there's this girl in there with these 2 niggas. And these 2 niggas are like talking to this girl, and one of these niggas is my homeboy and shit like that. And this girl kind of seems like standoffish and shit, right? And these niggas is like pressuring her. You know how them niggas get down. It's like, come on, ma, just da da da, right? Yeah, so I'm like looking. I look at my one nigga. I'm like, nigga, don't you remember how fucking Kobe and fucking and Tupac got caught up? He's like, no, it's not like that. It's not like that. You know, I fucking took this girl outside, called her a fucking cab. These niggas wanted to fucking lynch me.
Yeah, cause
I wasn't saving the girl. I'm saving the niggas. Yeah. Every last one of these niggas would have been thrown in jail. Yeah, I was kind of saving the girl too because she didn't. She dead, but you could read the room.
You don't want to see anybody get hurt or anything like that. But,
yeah, Daddy, you still mad, bro?
I was gonna say this nigga's a James Bond flick screw face. This nigga's still mad. He's a Bond villain right now. Why?
That's how we get down, Daddy.
Don't worry, man. We fucking love you, guy.
I didn't call you any names enough, and I didn't use the retard voice.
Exactly.
That Idol was going to shoot me one day.
I got the retard voice.
Idol got the retard voice in the side. I thought I was going to get shanked. This nigga wanted to fight. Like, this was in the studio after a bottle, too. I had to apologize to this nigga twice. Like, we had to scrap a whole episode. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, we had to cut it all out. So don't worry, Daddy, man. I'm good.
Shit.
This nigga lied.
Like, no doubt. I can tell that smile is like, if I get my revenge,
got nothing but ass-eating memes on deck.
Yeah, I was going to say, Willie better be ready. Because shit's going to go down. No, but I'm serious. I kind of understood what Thaddy's point was, is that how does that... It's so hard because, listen, man, nobody wants to blame victims. And so it's these topics you have to really like step around real light because you don't want to sound like you're just like, well, she was the one who wore a short skirt. And she's the one who took two shots. And like, you don't want to be saying nothing like that. But at the same time, like, especially if it comes down to a mind change, you know, that doesn't really seem fair that you just get to be like, oh, well, I was too drunk to say no. Okay. Like, okay. So what about, how about this? Let's take it out because I think we got muddied in the water because we keep saying too drunk, right? Yeah. To say no. What if you just were like, I didn't feel comfortable saying no?
That's where we get muddy.
I think that's even tougher to say.
Yeah.
Cause like, how am I supposed to, like, does that get thrown out?
I don't know. You got to, it's, you know, one of those things you got to respect after the fact.
There was that scenario with Aziz Ansari where,
yeah,
I don't remember the exact details, but basically it just sounded like a very uncomfortable date. She was just like, ended up fucking him, but she didn't really want to. But I mean, I don't think she was like drunk or belligerently like incoherent.
No, that's exact. But that's exactly what it was. She was an uncomfortable date and she didn't feel pressure, but she had sex just because. And
then afterwards she felt pressure, but it was like, she felt pressure probably because...
Pressure from what? Like a dude celebrity? Just being like, yo, come on, man. You should give up some nappy. Give up the nappy.
I imagine it'd be like, well, he's famous. I guess that's probably what he expects. I you know, other girls would probably kill to be in this position. And I guess I should, even though I don't want to.
So,
and it's like...
So can we even... So the fact that we can even go anywhere over undue pressure you put on yourself now?
Well, yeah, that's... is that... So...
Again, I don't want a victim blame, no. But...
Let's say in scenarios where we're single, I bring a shorty over.
Real quick, can I just interject? I completely understand where you were coming from, Will, when you were saying, well, in one case you're a like a decisionless victim versus sure you're still decisionless, but you're now become the oppressor. And I completely agree that they're not equal. But I was just wondering, where under the law do they really differentiate at what point being in control of your mind works in your favor or doesn't? You know what I mean? And that, not that I have the answer for it, but I was just like, it's interesting to think
I think being in, when you're not in control of your mind and you are the perpetrator, then it's always going to be your fault because you're the one who got so out of your mind that you couldn't make decisions.
Then you decided.
If I'm so out of my mind that you do something to me, like steal my wallet because I'm just passed out in front of the liquor store being a bum, well, that's not my fault because I was too drunk. That's still your fault.
You just took advantage.
Do you know what I mean? And to be completely honest, and again, I'm not trying to drudge up things. I just do think that the analogy didn't fit properly. And I don't think you were trying to make it sound. It really sounded to me, too, like you were trying to compare the two. And that's why it was like, well, then hold on, Thaddy. We're not trying to get on you, but just give us the example. That analogy wasn't fitting.
I wasn't trying to compare the two. I was just comparing. I was just expressing that there's two scenarios where you have the same state of mind, but in one sense it's like it completely exonerates you from not from being a victim, but it's like, okay, well, you're not necessarily like, so you have, now you have zero responsibility to what happens to you in a situation that you put yourself in. You know what I mean? Like, if I showed up to a party drunk, even if I call the guy, I'm like, yeah, I want to fuck tonight. And then I get there and I just pass out and I'm like, and he still fucks me. I can still charge him with rape, even though I put myself in that position. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you were passed out. You didn't put yourself in the position to fuck.
True.
And I don't think you really put yourself.
I don't think you put yourself
in a position to the fuck until you start fucking. Like, at the end of the day, never start fucking, fellas. Even if you with your wife, never start fucking first. Always get fucked first. Always. That's cause, like, as soon as, let her jump on you. If you fucking a random, or a pickup, or a one nighter, or a casual sex.
I would say a random.
Yeah, random. And you be like, you stop. Jump off it. Be like, what do you want to do with me? And let her get on you and do you. That's how you know you still have that comfortable consent. Because let me ask you this question. You invite a shorty over to your crib. You watching Netflix. And you're like, hey, baby, let's get down. Like, not even no alcohol. You chilling. You drinking Sprite. You know what I'm saying? Baby, she's like, nah, not tonight.
Purple Sprite?
Sure, why not? No, not dirty Sprite. You're like,
that's worse than alcohol.
I know. Yeah, that's the point.
Everybody's joke, passed out. somebody's fucking both of y'all. So,
I was just saying.
And she's like, nah, not tonight. And you you're putting the pressure on. You start kissing on her neck. She's like, nah, that's my spot. Just chill. I don't feel like having sex. You putting the pressure on. Give it a back rub. Talking to her. Does that kiss spot? And finally, she's like, okay, let's do it. Let's go. Just a little bit. And then y'all have sex. Is that rape?
Where it becomes...
The reason why I asked that is because I saw on Twitter a female post that and said she did that so many times and just realized she let so many people rape her. And I looked at it and I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then I was like, oh, shit, get the fuck out of here.
But say no once...
Yeah, so then I was like in a confliction zone.
Is it on me? So, okay, so then when a woman says no once, does that mean that things have to, like, can you know, like,
you're not allowed the pressure. Yeah, done? No, yeah.
Like, I'm not even pressuring. What if I'm just still trying to be like, yo, man, I got a lot of extra room in my boxes, baby. You sure you don't want to take this plunge? You know what I mean? Like,
Why are we dry gassing? Ain't nobody dry gassing. I'm being incredibly
you're like, maybe
accurate.
I wear pants that fit and my dick print fucking offends women. You know, you sure you don't want a piece of this?
Anyways.
But the point is... Is that kind of persuasion still wrong?
I put it like this. Like, my thing is like this. Like, I know I have a bunch of theories, and at the end of the day, fellas, read the room. Just don't fuck randoms. Fuck someone who you're comfortable with and is comfortable with you so you can read their room as well. And if you feel like you're too drunk to drive, maybe just don't be fucking until y'all sober up. I mean, at the end of the day, there's so many gray areas to where you may not come out in favor. Because our opinions don't mean shit. We're three niggas in relationships talking about how a woman would feel in a situation. Like, at the end of the day, we don't know shit. If you put it all together, we really don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? We are people who shouldn't have an opinion to have an opinion on this. But
that's why I'm saying, because in general, like, dudes are threatening.
Yeah.
Right? We're way bigger and stronger, so I don't know. What if a girl, like, says no, and then you're like, yo, come on, and she's just like, yo, I just don't want this shit to turn left.
Exactly.
At this point.
And she feels
right?
That
like,
pressure.
So maybe should be a hard stop then.
Is that like the premise to like what statutory rape is? Like convincing someone
nothing
to
statutory. Isn't statutory yet to be in a position of power and I think some of it is age too, no?
Well, age falls into that because you are in a position of power, but if you just like if is being a male a big, strong male, a position of power, is that enough for statutory rape? Like, I'm just posing the question. I don't want my head chewed off.
I'm being serious. I don't think it automatically puts you in a position of being a statutory rapist, but I do think that there is intimidation there, man. Like sometimes when I hear, and I can't validate or invalidate, I would probably more validate, but there's like girls who, like, think about being a girl, man. You have to think about every fucking dude, like, as you're walking. You got to think, like, there's just so much to think about. Like, we don't even realize it because we just walk around with a fucking bunch of extra fucking room in our boxes. Like, we don't give a fuck. Big dick swinging.
We still going,
like,
to the...
Go where?
Stay out my drawers, nigga. You got your own. I'm
not... Yo, I'm talking about niggas in general.
Are you talking about niggas in general?
My boxes too. Like, I got room in my boxes too. I didn't dry gas.
That's how you know who's...
Listen, I wasn't dry gassing.
Just like, yo, fellas, just like you can with your niggas when you get your girl, know how to read your fucking room. I know how to read this nigga's room. This nigga funny. This nigga think he funny. I know how to read this nigga's room.
Oh, my God.
It's going to come up two or three more times before this podcast done talking about the extra room in the boxes dry gas.
Now I know why Daddy was mad. You just can't say a fucking thing around here, man. God damn it. You just can't even give this real life examples. Yo, I'm saying that I have extra room too, Will. It's not just you.
I'm telling you right now, yo, I don't for your birthday, fam, I'm getting you some boxing gloves because you're the king of the jabs. You're the king of the jabs and the sneak hooks. About. You jab and sneak hook real good too, like in regular conversation. A nigga will be halfway through the conversation, like, nigga, you just sneak hook me.
No, I disagree with that. But
we've all gotten the skins off of pressure. Not pressure like give me to me da da da. But we've all gotten the skins off of pressure.
Like there's times when I was like, yo, come on, man, let a nigga, you know. Someone's trapping in the middle of the fucking show, man. Like, put your shit on fucking silent.
That ain't
like,
me.
But it's funny you say that because, like, I've also heard women be like, I hate a guy that's not aggressive enough. And you're just like,
yeah, that's where it starts to get thick. But
read the room. Don't just grab a bitch off the street and shake her.
Like I said, I think that's why regular check-ins are pretty much the norm nowadays. Like, especially when I hear younger people talk, yo, it's all about like, you good? You okay? You good? You okay? You good? You okay? Like, it's especially a first time, right? Like, we're not saying your girl of 2 years, you got to be like, yo, you good? You good?
But it turns into, right? But you can take you good or you good, you still good. To turn that into some bedroom shit.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like that, you want me to
do something else? You got to just be like, yo, you like that? You want something else? Yo, what do you like? You know what I'm saying? Because you could turn you good into little questions that have you catering into her. Trust me, you ask a girl what she wants done while you hitting it, she gonna toss your salad, fam. Like you gonna.
I feel like we should.
She gonna have you with your legs like this, nigga.
Yeah, the fucking hold, nigga. That's why that hold. Yo, that hold. I still think about it, man, because I've just never seen life imitate art quite like that.
Yeah, but no, all jokes. Quite like that. All jokes aside, like the constant checkups are a good thing, and it does feel kind of corny, like especially if you're not 100% comfortable with that person. But you can turn it into something where it's like bedroom talk, you know what I mean?
You know what, honestly, first times with first partners, I don't think it's that corny, and I don't think it usually comes off like that. Like, I've only ever experienced, like, grateful that you're in tune with
or trying to get
making
into it,
sure
yeah.
everything's comfortable, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know, but then Thaddy's right, man. Some what?
I once got dragged for it. Dragged.
For what?
For checking in.
No. Oh, really? Oh, damn. Yeah, but not after like 3 years. No. We're talking about
at the first situation, like I was trying to be like all like cool. It turned out to like get the fuck out of here, you whack. like I got dragged for like, yeah.
With yo shorty now?
No.
Oh, I was going to say that Haitian came out. It's like,
but you looked around.
Good? Nigga, no, you know
I don't
good.
Like,
you
I don't like, I don't like, I don't like busting those stories. You know?
We know. Baby, I don't even be where the bitches be at.
Or even where they were at. What's a bitch?
Yeah, let it trail off.
But I do remember like just, yeah, one time I was like, I looked at like a cornball.
You know what? Honestly, and maybe it's age because I've actually had like a little time where it was like, yo, stop. It was okay. It was a little bit weirder thing. It was at the club and shit. And then I was like on some like, yo, you sure this is good? You sure? And she was like straight up. She's like, yo, man, if you're questioning whether this is good, it probably is. Yeah. And then like dashed yeah. it. And I'm like, damn.
Basically that's what
sorry. Yeah. Like, sorry. Like, God. But then again, maybe I was supposed to read the room because she was into it. I should have just shut the fuck up. So
what we're really trying again, to say,
I guess it falls back to Will's read the room.
It's a really delicate line that we have to. I mean, at the end of the day, though, shit's a double standard, and I think this is a double standard that has to be there and should be there.
Is it a double standard
as far as sex and everything like that and consent? I think it's a double standard that has to be there. I think we need to be way more cognizant of what. The female in the room wants, needs, or doesn't want and doesn't need. I think that's we have to. And when people say, well, a woman doesn't have to do this, it's like, okay, cool. Next time y'all gonna have a kid, you carry that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain double standard. Like, life isn't fair. Life isn't fucking 50-50 down the middle. I think there's certain double standards that I think that we all should abide by just because they are for the greater good. And I think when it comes to sexual relations, the man really needs to read the room. And be as in tune as they can with the woman that they're with, right?
So then the next question I have for you then, if you think it's always about a man reading the room, would you say that women are the gatekeepers to sex?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, okay. Women are, if you look at what sells sexually, women are the gatekeepers to sex because men are the biggest tricks in the world. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, the biggest tricks are men, so they're going to be the gatekeepers, and so, and it's not fair. You know what I'm saying? And there's going to be, it's not. Okay. And sometimes it gets used against
us. I heard the frustration and I was happy with it.
It is. No, it's definitely, it's one of those, it's like, I don't know. It's one of those things that's inevitable shit where you're like, fuck, I don't want to do this, but you have to do it. It's not fair, but you're going to have to do it. It's one of those things that you have to live with. And I think this is,
it's just like societal norm. Yeah. And that's what society is.
And sometimes, just like with anything, someone's going to take advantage of it because of whatever reason. And they're a fucking deplorable person.
Powers.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, he raped me. When in all actuality, she just at the end was like, you know what? I really didn't want to look like a lame for fucking with this nigga. Let me call it rape or da 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 this, that, and the third, right? Not saying that that's all of them, but I'm not saying that, but me too, and believe every woman really has some spiteful women, same type of women that be setting their niggas up with other niggas, catching some shit. But I think that just, it's just God's way of saying, stop fucking random fucking people. And at least be comfortable.
I can't get down with believe everybody in any aspect.
No.
I'm just sorry about that. I don't know if that's going to get me canceled. I'm not even anybody yet. But
yeah, you can cancel me from my fucking Twitch. I got 7 people.
But seriously, like, fuck. I can't get down with that. Everybody fucking lies for personal gain. Yeah. I don't know. Nobody's exempt. I get it. Take all inquiries seriously and don't just wave it off. I get that, but let's still investigate and fucking make sure that it isn't, like you said, remorse or spite or whatever the fuck, right? So,
and I'll tell you right now, pussy ain't worth it. Pussy ain't worth going to jail with that stigma over your head. I'll tell you that much.
No, how it ain't.
If someone don't want to give you the pussy, and I'm talking to the young bucks, cause some of these young bucks don't give a fuck. If someone ain't trying to give you the pussy, don't try and take the pussy. The shit is not worth it. I tell you right now, if you take a sponge, and you fold that sponge over, put motherfucking a rubber glove in the sponge, and you put fucking elastic over the sponge, a little KY jelly in that shit, microwave that shit on low for 25 seconds, you don't need pussy. You know what I'm saying? That pussy don't. If that pussy say no, go make your own pussy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying forever, but just go make your own pussy. Stay the fuck out of jail, niggas. Especially for that shit.
So do you really fresh style meal prep for a jerk off, nigga? No. You're just like,
nigga, if I gotta fucking sneak in fucks with my wife, you best believe that the jerk off sessions is even more covert. Like, I just had two right now while we was talking, my nigga. We was in there.
yeah, I saw that. But it's a good thing you got that extra room. So
I told you, there's one.
I'm just
there's
saying,
one.
It hit it. It hit it. I did it on purpose. Yo, I did that on purpose.
You've been doing
it. I did
nigga,
that on purpose.
Mistakes. Nigga, what are you talking about?
No, there were the other ones I was describing. Like, even my own self. That time was a jab. Jesus. Niggas can't live.
No, I can't. I can't. And I'm niggas.
I can't either.
I can't either. But no, yeah, so, I mean, I understand.
So continue on with the story. We got
with Cosby. We over. That was like, no, Thaddeus gonna be mad, but we are like mad over time on the Cosby. But I think
why? What? Are we already over an hour?
Yes, yeah, yeah, we are. But I think we really brushed on a really, really important.
Are you
subject.
Serious? Goddamn! No, let Thaddy finish. That
it's done. I'm even halfway through.
Okay, so no, but I liked some of the end questions. Bust the end questions.
Okay, so one of the questions I had to ask was, I mean, I kind of know the answer to this question, but I was like, can Cosby be charged again? Or should he be charged again?
I think, from what I read, they can appeal it in the Supreme Court still. Yes. But I don't know if that goes through or whatever. But right now, a word was given, and that's why the loophole happened.
Yeah. And the appeal is for... The appeal wouldn't allow him to be charged again. It would allow for the original charge to come back, correct? Because he can't... And if he can't be... If that doesn't come back, he can't be charged again in this case. And I think all the other ones are past the statute of limitations, which is why they chose this one.
My understanding was that he could be charged again, but...
different statutes.
Well, or just that testimony will not be permitted in court.
Used in a
admissible.
Yeah. Okay. It was, yeah, and I think that testimony might have been the whole basis of their case, though.
Yeah, so they wouldn't even bother without that case, or without that testimony, I should say.
So that kind of brings up a good question even about the justice system. And that is that just getting people to admit to things so that you can get other charges, and then it gets muddy, right? Because they're probably like, Bill's like, yo, I ain't gonna admit to nothing. And they're like, yo, man, okay, listen, if you just admit to the shit, then we'll only give you a $3 million fine, which ain't shit to you. Da 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 da. And then he's like, all right, fine, I'll admit some shit.
That's exactly what
happened. Just to get past it. Like, that's not a good precedence to set. And that's what they be doing, and that's why they run into all these hot situations.
Yeah,
because you cut the deal on the fact that this. So now he might even be like, I wasn't even telling the truth, or like whatever, that I was lying. Then I just wanted to get past that case. That's why you had to write in there that I couldn't be fucking charged later for this, because I just wanted to give the victim their solace. Or that's what that's what that lawyer wanted. Right. He just wanted the victim to have their solace and get that money, because he probably got his 10-15%. Right. So. I don't know. I just think that's glaring. Like, all these weird deals being cut and shit like that, man. That's the justice system.
Yeah.
A little bit fucked up.
I don't like how the civil court and the justice and, like, the criminal court are, they're so side by side, and how they can, like, seep into each other. I mean, it makes sense, but it totally blurs the line of, like, who's actually guilty or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the next question?
So then one of the questions that I saw was, are you guys happy that they got off because black men got to play the system like who you may think others can? Or do you think they played the system, or what do you guys think about that?
With Michael, I know it's separate. We didn't really broach on it enough, but I think Michael, or too much, I mean. But I think Michael's well known. I don't think Michael played the system. I'm happy that Michael got off and anything like that, but I think the system really tried to play Michael, and Michael just put so much money into not being allowed to get played, even though in the long run it kind of hurt him and shit like that. Like, they just tried to, and I think they purposely went to shit that wasn't going to stick in the court, but was going to stick in the court of public opinion, because they really wanted Michael Jackson to be Wacko Jacko. So I think they did that to him on purpose. OJ, I don't know. OJ is a mixed bag, because A, what he did was kind of fucked up if he did that shit. Like, everybody says OJ's guilty. I don't know. I watched a bunch of things on OJ, and I really feel like if this nigga wasn't guilty, he really didn't do too much afterwards to keep that I'm not guilty phase, like coming out with the book, If I Did It. All this extra shit, like,
I don't think he came out with that book. Going, I think I looked into that, and that was. Like that,
no,
Yeah, I think that was like one of the rumors that surrounded.
Someone wrote that book. Someone else completely wrote that book from beginning to scratch and asked OJ to endorse it. So it wasn't like his own writing. Like someone else wrote that book and he's like, we'll pay you X amount of dollars if you just say, like, put your stamp of approval on it. But he really had very little to do with the writing of that book.
Yeah, see, and that's what I mean. I didn't look too much into it. I actually thought that was him, but...
Oh, until it was... Actually, I would say till a couple weeks ago, I thought that he literally... And I literally mean a couple weeks ago. I don't know where I heard it, just overheard it somewhere that...
He did it.
He never had any part of that book.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, oh, shit, I thought he wrote it. Like...
And then they got blocked, and they're like, don't put this out. But
he saw the bag, they're like, we'll pay you this money. He's like, oh, shit, I'll get it. He was with it. Yeah. Like, he was
with it. Yeah, yeah.
And OJ, that just proves that OJ was really a stupid nigga, because, nigga, you got, you killed two white people in Brentwood, California. As soon as they said not guilty, you should have took everything that you loved, moved to Minnesota, and never talk to anybody ever again, bro. You beat the devil. You know what I'm saying? By being the devil. So I don't know. The bunch of shit with OJ, but he got his come up in the ends. And with Bill Cosby, I'm happy that there was a loophole that freed a black man. I don't think the right black man was freed. But I do, like, even with Kelly, I know how to separate the person from their arts and everything like that, or their art. I mean, at the end of the day, Bill Cosby has been so monumental for black folk from the 70s till now. Black folks, black children, black colleges, black everything. But I mean, at the end of the day, Hitler had free lunches too. So that doesn't mean bad people don't do good things, right? But I can separate that. But I'm glad that a black person in America was able to use a loophole. I just wish maybe it was fucking Assata Shakur or Cody Scott or Tukey or something like that, someone that's actually continually does things. But then again, those are Tukey and Cody are fucking serial killers too. So maybe I'm wrong on that too. But still,
an interesting side note is the prosecutor that gave Bill Cosby that deal was actually stood up and was on the same side as the Supreme Justice that upheld this new overturn of the conviction, because the guy that gave him the deal, he says, by no means did I want Bill Cosby to be prosecuted based on that testimony. Not because he doesn't think Bill Cosby's guilty, but he's like, that's not the way you use the law. And he's like, I'm glad that they overturned it. And that's the guy that that's the guy that got that conviction out of him. And he's like, I'm happy they didn't use that. I'm happy that the Supreme Court didn't use that against him.
So, Mr. Goodstuff said Tukey wasn't a serial killer.
Well, Tukey killed a lot of people. It depends on what you think about it. I mean, Tukey, I mean, God bless the dead. You know what I'm saying? God bless Uncle Tuk, but maybe not a serial killer.
Yeah. But like a mass murderer.
Maybe. I mean, I know Tukey and Cody. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a mass murderer. Not a serial killer. Yeah. But.
And Cody was, they called him Monster for a reason, but they really turned around. I don't think they should have got, Cody died of natural causes. I think he died of something else, but they shouldn't have gave Tukey the needle. I think they should have let him live.
So do you guys look at somebody like Tukey as being like as mentally deranged as someone... as like a tower shooter or something like that, or because he was doing it kind of in like there's a war going on outside, no man is safe from, is he just doing what he needs to do and his intellect and everything is actually respected?
Shit, that's a whole long conversation.
Like, are you that's thinking crazy. He was like a soldier in a war, or are you thinking that he was just a deranged
Nah, Tukey was a soldier in a war, but I mean, you know, Tukey created the war too, right? Yeah, so I don't know. I think you kind of have to be not a sociopath. You just gotta kind of compartmentalize life and different lives when you're in that type of situation. Your life and the life of others when you're in those type of situations and shit too, right? But then that gets passed down generation by generation to where, not even generation by generation, that gets passed down every couple of years to the next ones coming up as PTSD. And if you're growing up in a place where people compartmentalize other people's lives for their own, but when you're seeing that as a young and you're just seeing that as niggas killing niggas and they're not even compartmentalizing anymore, you're starting to see no value in somebody else's life, including yours, to where it's a celebration to live past a certain age. I mean, it turns into what the 90s and 2000s were. Look at Chicago now. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think it's different. I think sociopath and anything like that is different. I think there may be the same couple of switches that are not connecting properly, but I think there's a difference between the environment and things like that too.
And what you're going through. So the last question I was seeing on the Trello there that Daddy said that I wanted to is, how do we feel about how public opinion now views these guys? Do you think that they're like the fact that Cosby's still being dragged? Like, do you think that that's all fair or what? Kel's is fair.
100%.
Yeah. I think Cosby's right. Fair too. I mean, if everybody.
I feel like OJ kind of made his own bed, whether it's fair or not. You know what I mean? Like,
you in the public eye now, nigga. Like, seriously. Yeah. You knew, okay, so you and OJ is 100% fair now. Like, even now, I'll send him the odd glove and knife emoji on his Twitter and shit like that. Like, at the end of the day,
you sent know that where to you're OJ? At.
A couple times. You know where you're at, you know what you're
doing.
You know
that nigga will kill you, right?
When? How?
Just joking, I don't know.
Where? Nigga, there's nobody in my house with blonde hair. We're all safe. But
you are pretty light skinned. He might confuse you for a white woman.
Woman, dude. I knew Daddy was getting back. I knew he was. I told you, Daddy was getting back.
He was last time I yelled at this nigga because I don't understand what he's saying. That's a white woman. I look like a white woman.
OJ might confuse you. Not everybody. OJ.
This nigga calling me a white woman while he's sipping his Pinot Grigio out of his fucking.
This is coming from a nigga that drinks White Claws.
Drink.
Hey, White Claws is a low calorie drink that I may be transitioning to.
Yeah, and the only reason why
transitioning into a White Claw out of transitioning into a woman.
No, nigga, into drinking White Claw.
Transitioning to a woman and joining the fucking track team. Like, that's what we're doing today.
Yeah.
I will say this though. I will say this though. There would be nothing wrong with it, correct?
If you were transitioning into a woman?
Yeah, there'd be fucking nothing
wrong
with it.
As long as they're not competing in the Olympics.
Was fly, like, yo. Okay. If you transition to a woman and you was like fly, nigga, we couldn't be friends anymore, bro.
I would be fly.
I don't want no sexy homegirls that were my niggas. Like,
that's just it. I wouldn't be a nigga no more. I'd be a nigga.
Yeah, and I know how to read your room, nigga. I know how to read your room. Nah, nigga, it ain't happening. Let's see that next week. Let's do that next week.
Yo, man, have you seen that one episode with the niggas in there like hooked up to the video game?
Bro,
I think we had an episode on this.
So Isla and I are never playing online games after watching this Black Mirror episode. Because they was getting it. They was in love, bro. That was emotion.
It was a game.
But I will say this.
Anybody who's guilty, I'm not happy whether they are black or white if they get off crimes, because crime is wrong. especially crimes that hurt other people. No, I'm serious. If you're hurting other people, I don't think you should get off, especially on things like rape or anything with.
I'm just laughing at the way you said it. You're like, I'm just trying to say if
crime is wrong.
I don't know why my voice was put like that, but again,
Mueller,
sip your shit.
What was the next question? Okay, we did. Did you have your answer for the next question?
That was my answer for whether or not I was happy. I'm not happy if anybody who, especially crimes like that, where it's like taking advantage of people or anything like that. I'm just not with it. So I'm not happy that he got off if he's guilty. If they cut the deals with them, because the justice system does that because they're more they're more concerned, district attorneys are more concerned with getting convictions for their record, so they're willing to cut deals for people who didn't even do shit just so that they, like, I don't like all that shit, right? Like, so, I don't know, I'm not happy if you play the loophole, and you know what, man? If one guy got off because he has fucking more money than God, that doesn't, it is not representative of the greater community. So I don't give a fuck. Just like I don't give a fuck that LeBron James is rich. I don't think that that has anything to do with whether black people can be good, do good or not. I just don't even like those kind of measures. So, yo,
but
show me a common man. Well, you know, there's lots of people who get off a lot of shit. Yeah, so.
But if but you that's look what at I think. This, as far as OJ, as far as R. Kelly, as far as Bill Cosby, stop doing their work for them. Stop making it look like every fucking black man is a rapist or a fucking killer or a threat to the white fair-skinned devil. Stop that shit, though. Stop it. Bill Cosby out here fucking whatever the fuck Bill Cosby doing, getting off on loopholes. He's just adding fuel to that fire. OJ Simpson, man, come on. Chill. Quit making us look like they already think we're fucking monkeys who have higher pain thresholds and fucking just all we want to do is bash the heads in of white women. Stop.
You know. Stop it. Out of all those guys, the only guy I don't want to say I feel sorry for him because that's not the right word, but maybe Michael Jackson's the only one that's kind of like he didn't really try and step into it. You know, like the rest of these guys, like Bill Cosby, tried to paint himself like he was the fucking, you know, GQ, well-rounded, super intelligent, better than every nigger on the block type of dude, and he's out there fucking doing this shit. You know what I mean? OJ was out there saying, I'm not black, I'm OJ. Those motherfuckers kind of deserve this kind of public opinion scrutiny that they're getting. Michael Jackson just, whether he did it or not, I don't know, but at least he was kind of like, nigga, I'm just trying to dance and make music. I ain't trying to be no one's role model. I'm just trying to hang out with some kids and drink some Jesus juice and whatever.
I feel like, yeah, Michael really tried to just be Michael, and they really tried. They went out of their way to vilify Michael Jackson. I really feel like OJ and well, maybe not Kel or Cosby, because Cosby really tried, if he was doing this, tried to keep this shit a secret for a hot minute. But I think OJ and Kelly really kind of stepped into it. Especially Kelly after the first fucking shit called himself the Pied Piper.
I just didn't like the way Bill was out there crucifying black men like he was holier than thou when he had his own skeletons. Like I just can't respect that shit, you know.
But that's the nigga way. That's what niggas do.
Yeah, I guess. But I still don't respect it.
No. No, you can't. You can't.
Word.
So I guess my only question is, do you think Bill should be in jail right now? Apart from the loophole and everything like that, do you think he should be in jail?
I think that any deals you cut, I don't know. Like, I think you cut your deals, and that's the way the American justice system works, or any justice system, because you could do the same thing in Canada, cut deals and get off and do things. And I don't think he should be in jail because that's the fucking justice system. That's what determines whether or not I'm in jail.
But so, apart from that, do you think he's a raper?
That I'm still torn about that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still torn about that. I just don't know. I've been in lots of situations. I guess maybe he was slipping Mickey's, but unless you prove that, I don't know, man. Girls, people want to have fun. People want to do drugs, get fucked up, do things.
It was the 80s.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's like concrete proof that he was doing bad shit to people, well, then I want people to come to have to face justice, regardless of skin color. So,
Daddy, do you think Cosby's a raper?
I think, in the purest sense, yes. And I say that reluctantly, just in the sense like, I really feel like. In the purest
sense of rape?
I mean, just like by the letter of the law, if I could say that. Mm. You know what I mean? But I don't think he thinks he is. Like, I think he truly believes, like, we were just partying, having fun. I think in that situation, it's hard to understand your own power, where you kind of, like, don't realize, like, you really are doing something that people don't want to do, and you just think everyone wants to do everything that you want to do, and you just, your world evolves around you.
not to say that's
the Weinstein complex. Yeah,
that's not an excuse by any means. So
yeah, but it is a reality for some of those people.
I would say
it's reality for every.
Yeah, the reality is that in Hollywood. I would say he probably is.
Crazy. Yeah, that.
I think I could be in Hollywood and not abuse the power.
We'll see soon.
You know, so do I.
It's not going to be long before we're there.
Do you think you could say that with that kind of confidence when you're 21? Or how? Let's say, how old was Bill Cosby when he became famous? Does anyone know?
No. I can't remember his age, but the reality is the only reason why I've ever thought like I would be like the biggest dick is because I got treated like a nobody so much that I was like, when I get on, niggers will pay. And had I blown up in that phase,
that's what I'm saying. So you could say right now.
I would have been on some like, yo, separate the blue M&Ms, and if you don't, you're fine.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
It's easy to say that you'd be a responsible celebrity in your 30s or 40s, but like 21? Like 21-year-old Jude, would I be like a respectable human being with millions in the bank? I don't know.
Nah. I think...
Probably. Like, I tell niggas to Google me now. Like,
ignorant motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be a mad, not when it comes to, like, fucking or nothing like that. Like, I'm going to keep it cool on that. But when we get to Hollywood, bro, I'm going to be Hollywood as a motherfucker. Y'all niggas going to come to my house. I'm going to have all sorts of weird-ass fucking animals and shit.
Are you just going to be, like, pouring Perrier into your cat's water bowl and shit?
Dead-ass, my nigga. I'm going to have... All the extra room in my drawers is gonna be diamond studded like a cameo fucking video. I'm gonna be the most eccentric nigga you ever met. You'd be like, nigga, this ain't even you. I'd be like, yeah, but I got all this money. Why the fuck not, nigga? Like,
yeah, it is me now,
nigga. I'm the new prince.
There's nothing like aspiring to debauchery and horrible character. Like,
no, not like, I'm not saying debauchery.
I'm gonna be the worst person when I blow up. Debauchery, I don't know about y'all, but if I'm not hated by everybody.
I'm going to be the weirdest nigga y'all ever met. And y'all going to, like, I ain't going to be a new nigga, but I'm going to be a weird ass fuck. I'll be the same nigga, but just weird.
Are you
going
to be like Wacko Willie? Is that what we're going to have to call you? Wacko Willie? You going to be sleeping in deprivation tanks with, like, bubbles and shit?
Nah, but I think, like, you know those fucking, you know those cooling things?
The cryogenic chambers?
Your whole body except for, yeah, but I'm going to have like, a couple of bitches in there.
Oh yeah, the one where you're just like sitting in it.
I'm gonna be in there with like a couple of midget bitches. Like that's how I sleep. They're just gonna be under
just
the
in
thing
there giving
with
talk.
Yeah.
Now this guy would go to like you go shopping for underwear and be like, Do these boxer briefs come with a guest house?
Bro, I'm gonna be so fancy.
Those do not look like extreme crotch size.
I'm gonna be so fancy.
I definitely need extreme crotch size.
I'm gonna buy drawers that come in packages of one, nigga. That's how fancy I'm gonna be when I get put on. Instead of buying the fucking 5 and 10 packs, all my drawers gonna come in packages of one, nigga.
See, and there you go. That's what I keep telling y'all about your thin privilege, because big nigga drawers only come in packs of one, nigga, and they $30 a piece. So that's exactly what I'm talking about. You see your measure? That's my life, nigga. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Nigga,
yeah.
Walmart got jobs in all shapes and sizes, my nigga. I don't believe
hell yeah,
you,
when you're just
Walmart
like,
got
you're
all
just
shapes
like
and
I'm
sizes
gonna buy the one packs and they're gonna cost like $20 a piece because I'm gonna be rich. My shit's like 30, I'm broke. Nigga. Like that's privilege. Like I want the fucking $2 Wallys. Like yo, don't have it.
It's
for
like
me.
$25.
That's why I'm not drinking on this joint no more.
I'm telling you. I'm not grab the M1s, man. Grab the M1s with the pouch. UI. I don't know about no thin privilege.
I was like, one pack? That's not luxury, nigga. That's struggle.
I mean, that's terrible. That's every day, that's nigga. It's life. Where can they find y'all niggas at, man?
Yo, you can find me on all streaming platforms, Idol, on Facebook, Idol, at Idolverse. You know what, I'm on Twitch, if you're already on here, you see the channel, please give me a follow or whatever the case, you know what I mean? We got much more hijinks than this coming up. Hijinks.
Wow, nigga.
That's probably going to cost me the follows, but still.
I just stopped following you right now.
We get up to plenty of hijinks. Yeah, he's my friend. He's just like,
as soon as you get the shenanigans, I'm just going to leave, nigga.
Nah. But for reals, yo, hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, or Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram.
We get into a bunch of hijinks.
What am I saying anymore? At Idleverse.
Did you say Twitch book?
Oh, no.
I think you said Twitter, Twitch book, and Instagram, nigga. I think that's what you said. Nah, I got to go back to the tapes. I swear to God, this nigga said Twitch book. This nigga old as hell.
Why? Because I said Twitch book? I'm next level, kid. I'm trying to fucking mix the two. I don't know. Where they can find y'all?
Where's your shenanigans, daddy?
You can find me drunk, inebriated, unable to say no, getting yelled at by Will Hayes on this podcast.
Unable to say no. I raped daddy today. That was not good. When he drank, had a couple of drinks, didn't know how drunk he was, and I didn't even know if I yelled at you or just around your vicinity.
Yeah,
I yelled around you. I didn't yell at you. I didn't direct yelling to you. I think Ida was there too. Where can they find you, nigga? I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Good Stuff said it best. Don't forget to prescribe to Twitch Book. Don't forget to prescribe to Twitch Book.
Yeah, take two of those and call us in the morning. Did you do the Google Me babies? What are we doing, fam? What are you waiting for?
Yeah, Google Me. Google Me. Google Me, baby.
Thanks.
All right.
Stay on brand. Come on, now. Crying out loud.
Shit. I'm gonna get this nigga another glass of motherfucking ice wine. Pinot Grigio.
Relax. I've been drinking water most of the time.
What year is that, Thaddy?
No, don't get this nigga talking about wine. We're gonna be here for
just like crisp 81, but these niggas are playing. I go tell him it's a crisp 81.
Illuminati with the one on all streaming platforms, I don't know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch book, prescribe, subjugate, all that shit. Follow me. I got the answers, bitch.
Shit.
But more importantly than anything, please, if you love what we do and you want to hear some mini-sodes, I think not today, but we may have a mini-sode coming tomorrow if we record one after the meme and the streaming, go to www.patreon.com/allthesmokepodcast. Become a patronite, a patronantito, a patron, a patron saint of the smoke. You get many episodes. I really just look, I'm a pissed off about those peas. Now I should move my mic. Yeah, become a patron. Get some mini episodes. We got merch coming soon. We got exclusive content. We're gonna be hitting these streets soon. The smoke is really fucking with niggas, but you know, we good. www.iwantallthesmokepodcast.com is the website that pays. Not really, it's just the website. It's our website, the best website in the world. All the smoke pod on Twitter. _ I want all the smoke on Instagram. And if you're on Facebook, you're not reading the room. We don't do that shit. We kind of do, but I don't know what it is. Smoke. We want it. All of it. Go Bucks. Bucks and six. Seven, I mean.
Yeah, I think Bucks might be. I don't even want to talk about it.
You know, CP kind of shit the bed the other day.
Yeah, he's been. I don't know. I don't know if he's ready for the pressure or what the drill is, but. Bucks and six.
Bucks and six. Other than that, thank you very much for tuning in. Have a wonderful, wonderful.